Memoirs of a Chinese Geisha Wannabe in Japan. JapanToday.com. It takes Rinka at least 2 hours to apply her thick white makeup and get dressed in an elaborate kimono on formal occasions. This is typical for geisha students. But 29-year-old Rinka is different. She is a Chinese national hoping to become a geisha, a traditional Japanese female entertainer. Geisha are known for their beauty, skill at traditional arts, and witty conversation. Rinka was born in Shenyang, China, and her name was Zhang Zui. She moved to Japan at the age of 14. Quote, "When I first came to Japan, I had a neighbor who was a geisha. She played the shamisen every day and wore a traditional Japanese kimono," Rinka said in the port town of Shimoda, 200 kilometers southwest of Tokyo. Quote, "It was really pretty, so I, too, wanted to wear a kimono." She worked in many part-time jobs for years and then joined a special one-year subsidized training program offered by Shimoda City. There are only 7 geisha in Shimoda, including Rinka, compared to nearly 300 in the 1950s. The number of geisha in Japan peaked at 80,000 in 1928, but now there are only around 1,000. Shimoda geisha are not as famous as their sisters in Kyoto, but their training is very tough. Rinka trains 5 days a week in traditional forms of singing, dance, and music. She also studies other arts, such as how to walk. Shimoda is hoping that by paying to train, its tourism industry will get a boost. Rinka receives 100,000 yen a month as a subsidy for her expenses. That program will end in September. Despite these efforts, business remains bad. The Kanoya Kenban, which manages Rinka and other geisha, has only 1 or 2 customers a month. Fees are from 19,000 yen a performance, and even during peak year-end holiday seasons, the Kanoya gets fewer than 10 calls a month. Kanoya, the former geisha who runs the Kenban, said she is impressed by Rika's drive, despite the lack of prospects. Quote, "The practice of geisha arts uses a lot of terms from the traditional kabuki theater, which is hard to understand even for Japanese girls. So I think Rinka had to face even bigger challenges." Rinka herself still has many years of study ahead of her. Her goal is to take her geisha skills back to China. Quote, "Now I have to practice hard so in the future I can realize my dream of opening a fine Japanese inn in China to help Chinese people better understand Japanese tradition. I want to try out things I have never attempted before. I'm young enough for that.